comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, the trying of your faith. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
About the trying of your faith. The trying of your faith. And if you don't have any, you better get some. Because these are the last and evil days. The trying of your faith. Turn with me now to James chapter 1. And we shall read together verses 2 through 4. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. If you're there, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If you're not there, say, I'm coming. All right, hurry up. Praise the Lord. James chapter 1 and commencing at verse 2 through 4. Let us read. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. You got that? Okay, now, listen. Back to verse. Now, let me read it back into your hearing. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the testing or the trying of your faith now, worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. The trying of your faith worketh patience. Now, we need to understand something, and that is that faith must be tested. Are you listening? So then faith comes how?
By hearing.
And hearing comes how?
By the word of God.
Okay, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say that.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Say it again.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Now, when you hear the word of God, that's faith coming to you. Are you listening? Okay, now listen, when faith comes, which can only come by hearing the word of God, when faith comes, that faith must now be tried. It must be tested. Now, there's an age-old question, and that is whether or not God try us or whether or not God test us. Well, I need to tell you that if you got that question on your mind this morning, is going to be answered. Now, if God is in the business of trying us or testing us, then to me it would seem to be unfair, because that would put us at a disadvantage. Yes. See, because God is omnipotent. He has all power. And so he knows that we are but dust and our breath is in our nostrils. Now, if God was in the business of trying and testing us, then, to me, I protest. It's unfair. Because I can't handle it on my own.
Amen.
There is an enemy that is a loose in the earth realm today. And I submit to you, those of you that are born again, faith is going to be tried, but it won't be tried by God. Now, I can hear some of your minds probably turning over right about now saying, well, you know what? God tried Abraham, didn't he? Didn't he? I know you're checking me out. That's good. But I need to ask you a question. Did he? You see, two can play this game. Did he? Now, if God tried Abraham, and the Bible does say that God tried Abraham, God tested Abraham. But you need to understand what it's saying there. Abram heard God, and faith came alive in his heart. And it was because of his faith in God that he stepped out and left Ur of the Chaldeans. And because of his faith in God, that he put his son Isaac on the altar. And because of his faith in God, that he journeyed. Amen. Abram was not on trial. Amen. See, because God knows what we're going to do even before we got up today. Amen. So it would be unfair to me for him to be throwing obstacles out there to see whether or not we're going to trip over. And see, that's the concept that a lot of people have of God. That he's throwing obstacles in the way. He's standing around the corner with a big stick to wrap you over your head when you do something wrong. You know, put three hickeys on there in a hurry. But that's not the God that we serve. There's an enemy that's loose in the earth realm. Now, right there while you're there in James, look at the 13th verse. James chapter 1. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Understandest thou what thou readest? But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Say own lust.
Own lust.
And enticed. That word enticed means to be lured by bait. To be suckered in. And some people love that ride. Just sucker me in. I want to ride. You know, all right. Then when lust has conceived, that same word conceived is the same as a woman getting impregnated. When lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So we see then that God cannot be tempted. In other words, when we face a situation in life, we can't tell God to hurry up or I'm going to do it. Lord, if you don't get in a hurry, I'm just going to go ahead and do this thing. You can't tempt God with evil. Because the Lord say, okay, if you're going to do it, go right ahead. So let no man say when he's tempted that God is tempting me. God is trying me. And see, this mentality has caused a lot of believers to give in to the mentality that God is whipping me. I mean, everything I got is just breaking loose. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Just every time I turn around, the Lord is whipping me again. I'm going to need to tell you something. Yes, the Lord does chasten. Don't ever forget that. But he chastens with his word and he never tempts us. Are you listening? So then, no one that's tempted today is tempted by God. I submit to you that there is one that is in the earth realm whose job it is. And we need to put our hand on him. Let's locate that dude. Go to Matthew chapter 4. Now keep in mind, now we're talking about the trying of your faith or the testing of your faith. Testing, temptation, trial, all of that is wrapped up and encompassed in the same meaning. So God, we've already established, does not tempt us. Agreed? Okay, now. Let's put our hand on it and see who does. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Let's read. Then was Jesus led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him. Let's read on. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, did you get that? So then we see then that Satan is the what? Tempter. Satan is the one who brings the temptation. Satan is the one whose job it is to tempt us. And I need to tell you, he's shown up on his job. Now notice this. Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, went up into the wilderness and was there 40 days and 40 nights. And afterward, the tempter came to him. Now, since the tempter came to Jesus, who is himself the Word of God made flesh, and we read in the Word of God and study in the Word of God to show ourselves approved unto God, and a whole lot of the Word we don't know. If Satan was bodacious enough to come in the face of God and tempt God, who ain't never did nothing wrong and they ain't had no sin. Boy, we sure enough better understand this lesson. He won't think at all about coming to us. The man came and tempt God. A lot of people think that Satan is an influence. He's not. Are you listening? Satan is not an influence, y'all. Satan is a person. The Holy Spirit is not an influence. The Holy Spirit is a person. When Satan came to Jesus, he came talking head, noise. And he said, now, if you be, check the temptation out, the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. John told us in another place, he said, now, to the body of Christ and say, beloved, now are we the sons of God? Is that right? All right, the same tempter is still coming to the sons of God. Now, verse 4, Revelation, check it out. But he answered and said, this is Jesus talking, it is written. Now, that's how we need to handle the devil. You can't be standing back trying to cuss that dude out. Huh? Call him slew foot and pig ears and all this stuff. I mean, that doesn't move him. You've got to deal with Satan with the Word of God. You've got to tell him what the Lord's Word has declared. Now check this out. Here Jesus is, the Word incarnate, the Word in flesh. Here comes Satan tempting him to do that which is contrary to the Word. And Jesus Christ's response to that temptation was this written. Now, if he had to use the Word, what about all those of you that never pick your Bible up? Huh? What about those of you that never read the scriptures? What about those of you that don't even know one scripture and supposed to be walking with Jesus night and day? Boy, I would hate to even think what kind of shape your life is in. It is written. That's our response to the forces of to the devil himself and all of his hordes. It is written. Thus saith the Lord. You can't thus saith the Lord if you don't know what the Lord said. Listen, But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It ain't just enough to sit in Piccadilly's and stuff your face. You need a steady, constant diet of the word. Listen, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Say every word. That proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, that's how Jesus Christ dealt with his temptation. Amen. His trial, his test, did not come from heaven. Amen. It came from the underworld. It came from the tempter. It came from Satan. Anytime a temptation come, it is not coming from God. Amen. Never. God does not tempt any man. Now, if you're born again, you need to know this, that God is on your side. Say, God is on my side. Now, with that kind of assurance, you know that God ain't two-faced. He ain't going to turn his back and run away and leave you, because the man say, Lord, I am with you.
Always.
How long?
Always.
Always mean what?
Forever.
Forever and whatever the situation. I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, every test and every trial that come our way is permitted by our Heavenly Father to get there. No trial, no test, or no temptation can face Fred Caldwell except the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the victor, the chief potentate, the Lord of all glory. Allows it to be. Satan cannot come to me and tempt me except the Lord allows him to. And the only reason the Lord will ever allow him to is because he knows what is in Fred Caldwell. He knows that, first of all, that Freddie baby can handle it. That's the only reason that he let it come. You see, listen, this world has rules and regulations in the game and the scheme of things. God is the what? Judge. Say judge. And the judge is the one that sets and determine and dictate the rules of the game. Y'all know that. Y'all watching the playoff. Y'all heart's been broken. That referee out there is tough. Every trial, every test, and every temptation that come into the life of a child of God, say child of God, is allowed, permitted by God our Father. Why? Because he knows that we can handle it. It ain't enough to get A's on your test paper in your classroom and get F's in life. And I perceive that a lot of you are making F's in life and W's, withdrawals. But see, ain't nowhere to hide except you hide in him. Now, every temptation, every trial, every test that comes my way is permitted by our Heavenly Father. Now, you think about that for a moment. Say this after me. Every temptation,
every trial,
every test
that comes my way,
because I'm a child of God,
is permitted
by God. Now, knowing that, you must not let your Savior down. It's just that simple. Huh? You see, I didn't even reach up and get one of those theological terms. You must not let him down. Because, hey, the man is on his throne. He got his suspenders. He's popping them. He say, hey, go on down there and just, you allowed to try Fred in that area. Just go ahead. I know the boy going to stand up. See, a lot of times this is what happened. The Lord be surprised. What? What? No, he didn't either. Get that boy back to the drawing board. Sometimes we fail. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, those of you that couldn't say amen on that, you come up after service, we're going to cast that lying demon out of you. See, that's a problem. Well, I don't want to get off on that. Let's just stay where we are, okay? Now, every trial, temptation, or test that come to us is permitted by our Heavenly Father, because he knows that we have come to that point of maturity in him where we can handle it. That's what the man meant when he said, I can do all things through Christ. That does what? That does what? Now, you notice you didn't say weaken me. You said what? Strengthen me. So the trial or the temptation or the test that come is permitted by the Lord, and he has equipped us to deal with it. Don't run away from it. Handle it. Okay? All right. Now, let me show you that there are rules to the game. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer, allow, or permit you to be tempted, tried, or tested above that you are able. Not him being able, but above that which you are able. Do you see that? Amen. But will, God willed it so. Boy, y'all better hear this today. But will not in the absence of the temptation, trial, or test, but in the presence of it. Why? Because the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out. But will, with the temptation, make the way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, this is what the world say. Lord, don't put no more on us than we can bear. Hey, man. Don't read that like this. God wants you to be able to bear up under the load. Now, this is what happened. When Satan goes before God, he say, I want Fred that I may sift him like wheat. Jesus said, you can't have him. I already prayed for him, that his faith doesn't fail. He said, but I will allow you to tempt him in this area only because he is able to handle it. But now notice something. God is standing right there. So whatever you're going through today, whatever you're faced with, you're not alone. God will, with the temptation, make the way to escape. Now you might say, well now, where should I run to and where is my escape? Didn't the man just get through telling you that it's written? You got to run deeper into the word. You hide in that word that the Lord sent. See, that's what Jesus did when Satan said, turn these stones to bread. He said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone. He slipped right into the word. But wait a minute, some of y'all ain't woke. Y'all couldn't be awake. The Lord makes the way to escape through the word. See, listen, it's the Holy Ghost's job to bring to our remembrance the things that are written. So in the face of the trial, in the face of the test, in the face of the temptation, God is standing right there. He that don't sleep, he that keepeth Israel, neither slumbers nor sleep. So in the face of the trial, God is there, and the Holy Ghost shoves that word right up, and it comes out of our spirit, and we say, no, devil, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our escape is always into the word, never away from the word. God will see.
Today's message, the trying of your faith, FC1045, is now available on CD for only $5. And it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885. Or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. Or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will and answer?
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time, because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call.
The trouble all over the world. I'm telling every man, woman, boy, and girl, it's coming soon.
Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much, much love to you.
Now the question's up.
Hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you, and guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much, much love to you.
Now I see.